Hey everyone, we talk a lot about lifespan, right? How long we get to live. But what about health span? You know, actually living better for longer. Today, we're going to dive into five pretty surprising facts that might just change how you think about maximizing those quality, healthy years.
All right, so guiding us through this is the brilliant Dr. Eric Topol. You might know him, leading cardiologist, researcher, and author of the book Superagers. Yeah, his whole focus is really on the science behind adding more good, vibrant years to our lives, not just more years overall. So let's just make sure we're all on the same page with this key term, health span. It's not just about the total number of candles on the cake. That's lifespan. Health span is about the quality years, the time you're feeling good, active, and free from those chronic issues that can come with aging. Okay, got it? Cool. Let's dig into the surprises Dr. Topol brings to light.
You know, it's interesting. Around the world, people are generally living longer. But are we living healthier for longer? Often, there's a gap. We all know the basics. Eat right, move more. But Dr. Topol's work really goes deeper, uncovering some factors you might not expect that really play a big role in how well we age. Ready to find out what they are?
Okay, here's the plan. We've got five areas we're going to hit, all packed with insights from Dr. Topol's perspective. The kind of shocking return you get from exercise, some invisible dangers in our environment, the amazing power your gut holds, the weird fact that your organs might be aging differently, and something really important about sleep you probably haven't focused on.
First up, exercise. Yeah, we all know exercise is good for us. But the surprise here, it's about just how incredibly efficient and deep its effects really go.
Now, get this. Dr. Topol highlights some analysis by Dr. Ewan Ashley, and the numbers are kind of mind-blowing. Just 1 minute of exercise could potentially buy you 5 extra minutes of life. And if you crank up the intensity, that 1 minute might give you 7, maybe even 8 minutes back. Seriously, how amazing is that? Totally changes how you think about squeezing in a workout, right?
And why such a huge payoff? Well, major research efforts like MoTraQPack, which Dr. Topol talks about, they're trying to map out exactly what exercise does at the molecular level. And what they're finding is incredible. It's not just about your muscles. Exercise sets off these complex chain reactions, these molecular signals, across pretty much all your body tissues. Thousands of different molecules get involved. It's like a full system reset.
So, what's the bottom line here? Exercise isn't just good for you. It acts like this incredibly powerful medicine that works across your entire system. It seems to literally condition your body, right down to the cells, making you more resilient to stress and heading off disease before it starts. Honestly, it might be the single best thing you can do for your health span.
Okay, moving on to fact number 2. This one's about the surprising impact of stuff kind of hidden in plain sight, lurking in our environment.
This is a finding Dr. Topol flagged, and frankly, it's pretty jarring. We hear about microplastics, right? Well, a major study found them, and even tinier nanoplastics, literally inside the plaque buildup in the arteries of more than half the patients undergoing a specific neck artery surgery. They're not just out there in the ocean, they can get inside us.
And here's the kicker, it really seemed to matter. The people who had these plastics detected in their arterial plaque, they faced a staggering 4.5 times higher risk of having a heart attack, a stroke, or dying over the next 3 years compared to those who didn't. That is a huge difference.
And it's not just plastics. Dr. Topol also points to something we encounter every day, air pollution, especially that fine particle stuff, PM2.5. It's so tiny, it gets deep into our bodies. It messes with multiple organs and increases health risks, even at levels regulators currently say are acceptable. When it comes to long-term heart health effects, some research suggests there might not be any truly safe level of exposure.
So why does this matter for you? It means our health span isn't just about our personal choices, like diet and exercise. The environment we live in, packed with pollutants we often can't even see, plays a really big and maybe underestimated role in our long-term health. Just being aware of this is a crucial first step.
All right, fact number 3 takes us inside, way inside, to your gut. We're talking about the trillions of microbes living there and the surprising power they have over your health.
Now, Dr. Topple really emphasizes how much diet shakes this internal world. Diets heavy in red meat, for instance, can encourage gut bacteria that produce stuff like TMAO, which is linked to inflammation. It might also contribute to what folks call leaky gut, basically a less secure gut barrier. On the flip side, diets rich in plants tend to feed the good guys, boosting beneficial compounds like butyrate, which helps lower inflammation and strengthen that gut wall. And this gut stuff, it connects to everything. Dr. Topple points to research showing real-world benefits from simple food swaps. Like, check this out. Just replacing one serving of processed red meat each day with plant proteins, think nuts or beans, was linked to almost a 19% lower risk of developing dementia. That's pretty significant. So why should you care about this for your health span? Because what you eat literally cultivates the garden in your gut. And that gut microbiome, it has a huge say in your body's overall inflammation levels. And chronic inflammation is a major driver of aging. It seems tightly connected to your risk for all sorts of chronic diseases, even how sharp your brain stays. Let's move on to surprising fact number 4. This kind of builds on that inflammation idea, but takes it a step further. Turns out, your organs might not all be aging at the same speed. Weird, right? We tend to think of our age as just one number, how many birthdays we've had. But Dr. Topple highlights some really cutting-edge research, like work from Tony Whiskeray's lab, suggesting that our individual organs, heart, liver, brain, kidneys, might actually have their own biological age. And get this, they think they might be able to estimate this by looking at thousands of different proteins floating around in our blood. Now, why is this potentially huge? Because these organ age gaps, the difference between how old your organ seems biologically versus your actual calendar age, aren't just some scientific curiosity. Studies are showing they can actually predict your risk of dying sooner and even your risk for specific diseases down the road, like heart failure or Alzheimer's. If your heart is biologically older than you are, that seems to matter. The big takeaway here is that aging probably isn't this one-size-fits-all process happening uniformly across your body. If we can figure out which specific organs might be aging faster, well, that opens up incredible possibilities for personalized health monitoring and maybe even targeted treatments to boost health span exactly where it's needed most. Pretty cool stuff. And that brings us to our fifth and final surprising fact. This one is about sleep, but maybe not in the way you usually think about it. Okay, so we know sleep is important, but why? One really critical reason is something called the glymphatic system in the brain. Think of it like the brain's nighttime cleaning crew. While you sleep, it uses cerebrospinal fluid to flush out all the metabolic waste products that build up during the day. If this cleanup process isn't working well, it's linked to brain aging and diseases. Now, here's the twist Dr. Topple really emphasizes. Based on huge studies using data from wearables like smartwatches, we all focus on getting enough hours of sleep, right? And yeah, duration matters. But what these studies found is that sleep regularity, how consistent your bedtime and wake-up time are from day to day, has this incredibly strong link to lower risk of death from any cause, including heart disease and cancer. And get this, this link holds up even after accounting for how long people slept. So, what's the powerful message here? Focusing on keeping a regular sleep schedule, hitting the sack and waking up around the same time every day, yep, even on weekends, might be just as vital for your long-term health span as making sure you get 7 or 8 hours. It probably helps that crucial brain cleaning system run like clockwork. Definitely something to think about.
Phew. Okay, let's do a super quick recap of those 5 surprising health span facts we covered, drawing from Dr. Topple's work. 1, exercise gives you an almost unbelievable return on your time investment. 2, hidden threats like microplastics and air pollution pose very real measurable risks. 3, what you eat directly shapes your gut microbes, which influences inflammation throughout your body. 4, your organs can age at different rates, and this predicts future health outcomes. And 5, sleep consistency, not just duration, is powerfully linked to living longer and healthier.
You know, when you put all these pieces together, they really paint a picture of what Dr. Topple calls lifestyle plus. It's about looking beyond just the obvious advice. It means paying attention to our environment, understanding these deeper molecular things happening inside us, and getting smart about the nuances of our daily routines. because all these factors profoundly shape how long and how well we live.
So after hearing about exercise efficiency, hidden environmental risks, the power of your gut, those organ clocks, and the importance of sleep regularity, what's maybe one small thing, one little adjustment that pops into your head? Something you can maybe try today or this week to actively invest in your own health span journey. Just something to chew on as we wrap up this explainer. Thanks for tuning in.